This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It's 4 o'clock on the number one sports talk show for your drive home.
I mean, you know how it is, rocking and rolling and whatnot.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing.
We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The latest on what went down today over at Eastlake. It is Dukes and Bell. We're in studio today because of the chance of weather that didn't come, which was great. But they got a chance to finish a little bit early. They'll be back out there tomorrow. And before we get to anything else, Mike, let's take a look at this because I know there are people like, hey, what happened in Eastlake? You guys are there. We were supposed to be. But as we mentioned yesterday, they moved the tee times up. I think the surprising thing, and maybe it's not, is that Scottie Scheffler and the putter was not working as well as we thought it might from yesterday.
Right.
And so he finds himself 5 strokes behind the leader. And, Mike, what did I tell you about Fleetwood?
Yeah, man. First off, Scotty, 3 bogeys, but 4 birdies, including birdieing 18. So he finished himself up at just 5 strokes back. And we know that 5 has been a magic number for Scotty. He's come back from 5 strokes a couple of times, but he sits at 8 under after following up his 63 yesterday with a 69. Carl alluded to Tommy Fleetwood. For guys who aren't the biggest golf fans, Tommy Fleetwood is a guy who's done everything but win on tour. I mean, he certainly won some tournaments getting up to being a professional golfer in the UK.
Yeah.
But the guy with the long hair and the beard just never seems to bring it home. He's always top, 10 money list and everything else.
Tommy, don't listen to Mike. I know you're in the car. Don't listen to
Tommy
him.
Tommy goes 64, 63. So a 7 under today. He's 13 under. He leads. He's tied with Russell Henley, by the way, who's a Georgia boy. And he's tied at 13 under. Cameron Young is 2 strokes back.
Henley's played well.
Henley looked great. You and I were talking about how smooth he looked the other day.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and it's certainly he birdied 13 and 17 and then 18 to finish his round today. But getting back to Fleetwood, Carl and I said, if you got no skin in the game, you're looking for somebody, if you're going out there this weekend, he's a guy you pull for because he's always kind of got, it's almost like, I know here's Tommy Fleetwood, 2 holes to go with a 1 stroke lead. Womp, womp, womp. You know, oh, look, a black cat has just walked in front of Tommy Fleetwood. You know, he's just one of those guys where it always seems to go wrong. You know, there was a NASCAR driver. I used to love his son. I'll look it up. I'll come up with a name in a second. But yeah, it's just sometimes there was guys you just knew that something bad was going to happen to the guy.
Every time
in the day. But no, the leaderboard, it's the best. I mean, this is the top. We talked about it. Only maybe Bryson DeChambeau, maybe Jon Rahm would have something to say. The best golfers are on the PGA Tour. The ratings we talked about are non-existent for LIV Golf. This is everything we thought it would be. So now Henley, Fleetwood, Patrick Cantlay, not a fan of him. He takes too long at a UCLA. He plays too slow for me. You know, let's go while we're young. Scotty Scheffler. Now, here's the thing. We were talking about Rory. Rory is at 7 under, so he's one stroke behind Scotty. So you think, I asked you yesterday, I'll ask again. You think Rory can summon up some juice?
I don't.
Some magic.
I don't. Look, he'll be, he's always fun to watch and a fan favorite. I just don't think he's going to summon up anything to make this interesting. But I do think Scotty will, and I think he'll be Sunday in the mix to potentially win this again. And now here's the deal. He has this aura that, Mike, when it comes to Sunday and he's close, are you going to choke? And that's what this is going to come down to. Like, all these other guys are capable. Everybody we're talking about, they're great golfers. But if you've not been in these situations, and this was the advantage that Tiger had all these years, where you get in it on Sunday and then you're looking across and you're like, damn, this dude has won like 5 this year already. Mm-hmm. You're in your head. You start thinking about what he's doing and not focusing on what you need to do. So I'm curious to see if anybody gives up a lot of strokes here. You know, your 5-stroke lead, Mike.
Right.
2 days to play. This is a big deal.
But we'll see. But again, he's tied for the lead, Tommy Fleetwood with Russell Henley. So we'll see. Carl just touched on it. That's when you watch, especially once they get past these, the fall. That's when the nobodies win.
That's right.
Like the bum flub open once you get done with the FedEx tournament.
Well, like J.J. Spahn this year.
He was a guy that was kind of the journeyman. That's why it was such a big win. And then almost, you know, comes back and wins another big tournament down the stretch. But that's why these guys, you're watching, you're going, well, who's so-and-so? You realize, well, that's why you never heard of him, because he can't close it out. That's why, you know what? I will be pulling for Fleetwood.
Me too. I thought he had a real chance coming into the tournament just based on the way he's played. What's going on with Scotty Scheffler? He's been the best. It's just that simple. But his work is cut out for him. And the crazy thing is, today, unlike we thought, the weather didn't play a role. So the scores weren't as low as they were yesterday. I mean, guys yesterday were just putting like crazy. But they were still really, really good today, Mike. And you know, you don't know what Saturday brings, but it's moving day, and we'll see.
Two of the guys that you might not be familiar with, Chris Gauthier, but he was 7 under today. Shane Lowry.
Yeah.
The Irishman. He also takes forever.
I like Shane, though.
He's got to pick it up while we're going. Let's go. Come on.
Cantlay, you're not lying. Cantlay stood over the ball yesterday on the first tee, and literally, Zach Klein introduced him. Ladies and gentlemen, our 10 o'clock tee time. And I was like, all right, great. And then Cantlay steps up, and I'm like, I literally was about to say, can we hit the ball?
Yeah, he's like the human filibuster. I'm not a fan. He just takes way too long. Justin Thomas, 1 under today, so he's at 7 under. The captain of our Ryder Cup team, Keegan Bradley, after going even par yesterday, he had a big day today. He moved up 9 spots. He was 6 under. Mm. And I finally figured out who I was talking about earlier. I was talking about what's going on with Tommy Fleetwood. One of the drivers I got to interview back in the day when I was doing NASCAR stuff is Dave Blaney. His son Ryan's won 14 times in NASCAR, and he's really good. He's actually won the championship a couple years ago. When I was covering NASCAR back in the day, his dad could never win anything. One day at Atlanta Motor Speedway, 30 laps to go, he's leading, comes out of the pits, 3 tires. He didn't get the lug nuts on the left front.
He loses.
And it's like, literally, that's the goose factor. It's just the womp womp. Well, anyway, his son has made up for his father's unfortunate bad luck in NASCAR. So that would be Tommy Fleetwood if he can make it happen.
All right. We will see. It should be interesting, but they're done over at East Lake today again with those early start times. Hey, real quick, want to mention Tish. She hits me up and put him up. See Dukes, follow Mike at Mike Bell ATL. Asking us, about her confidence level with the team and the tackle situation. Falcons Cowboys tonight, 8 o'clock here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Tish says, she says, Dukes, I'm only at a 2 because I trust Terry Fontenot. See?
You might be in trouble.
Somebody trust our general manager. Tish says he will find a tackle.
Mm-hmm.
He knows how to find a player and will make it happen. We will not just rely on Elijah Wilkinson. I'm not worried. Thank you, Tish.
There you go. There's some positivity.
Thank you, Tish.
Certainly plausible. It could happen.
Everything's going to be all right.
But what? That was an awkward pause. But what?
I mean, you got to find that guy. Who's
Iceberg,
the guy?
Iceberg, right ahead.
Who's that guy? I mean, Tish, where are we find? Is he a guy?
Again, she trusts Terry Fontenot.
If you're really good, you're not getting cut. Okay, if you're a backup, you're not getting cut because every team has to have the things we're looking for right now, which is the depth of the key position.
He might make a trade.
Yes, but again.
Tony here is your quarterback, all right? You protect his blind side.
So we shall see. Again, I hope they do because as you brought up yesterday, there's college scouting, there's pro scouting. You brought this up yesterday. Terry Fontenot's background was finding diamonds in the rough, you know, finding that kind of player. He will have to do that here if we get bad news. And I think there is some bad news. We just haven't had an official about Caleb McGarry and the nature of the injury.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's going to be six to 8 weeks to get our swing tackle, who's good enough to certainly step in. And he did that 4 times the last 2 years. Storm Norton is not available.
Thank you, Tish. That's what I'm talking about. Everybody's calling in. I'm at a 9.5.
But I mean, look, it's always darkest before the dawn. We were told there was going to be a tsunami rolling through. Like, the sun is shining.
It is.
Today here in Midtown.
This is true.
We could be sucking down vodka sodas and shots like in wholesale fashion right now.
Yeah, that sun didn't come up, but like 6 hours later, though, there was a gap in between when you thought it was going to be bad and when it wasn't bad. Just saying.
The drinks were so good yesterday.
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday, man. I mean, again, if you were out there once the rains came, holy cow, it was crazy flooding. So be careful out there. But again, I understand, and I do appreciate them. I recommend other sports would do this. When you got bad weather, get ahead of it. That's why I said, I mentioned NASCAR twice in a second.
Move it up.
NASCAR every time, man. You know bad weather's coming. Get ahead of it. Let's roll.
Yeah, I agree. They did the right thing. All right, man. We got to talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
Does Josh Brooks favor the 9-game conference schedule? This is the AD at Georgia, friend of the show. He says moving to a 9-game schedule is the right move. It's maintaining the SEC's position as the leader in college sports. He is echoing the sentiments of Greg Sankey, the commissioner of the SEC, who said yesterday, I think on the Paul Feinbaum show, because we were enjoying the Tito's Steelhouse tent, he said the work that's been done by the College Football Committee so far this year is progress. But he says, we got to make sure that we remain the destination. Honoring the strength of schedule that's been communicated is really important to the SEC. Being leaders in college football, continuing to play against non-conference opponents at a high level, in addition to the 9 games, I think that is a representation of fulfilling that leadership responsibility. That's just something that's not done every place. Shots fired. He is basically saying we want to remain the leader when you talk about, hey, we're not only the best conference, we are playing our own, Mike. You add an additional game in the SEC, and I've said this for years, by the way. You talk to these coaches, and I have. Playing an 8-game schedule is hard. Now I got to prepare for another SEC team. It is extremely difficult, and it's not difficult in September, guys. We're talking about late in the season, Mike, when your team's banged up.
See, this goes back to the comments from that Cignetti creep up in Indiana about, well, we're going to try the SEC format. Yeah, give me a freaking break. You know, you're playing like, you know, basically some beautician school and the Harley Davidson repair shop, and that's right. It. You know, you're not playing anybody. And this was the 66 weakest schedule last year. Georgia, by the way, and this is where it gets interesting. You talk about the 9-game conference schedule. We had it in the notes from Day Day today. Georgia is just one of those four SEC Big Ten programs. They're going to face 11 Power 4 opponents each season.
Wow.
26-28. So a 9-game conference schedule. Baby Georgia fans, I think they're aware of this. Next year you pick up Louisville. In addition to Georgia Tech, that'll be a great trip for Georgia fans. Go up to Louisville, do Bourbon Country. That's like a Nashville thing. It's a blast. And then in 27, they go to Tallahassee. It's a home-and-home with the Noles. So Georgia will be in Florida State Labor Day weekend, 27. Florida State will come to Athens in 2028.
Beat down.
In addition to Georgia Tech, please. We're hoping this recruiting class comes together.
I'm sorry. Too soon? Yeah.
You know, great question. Who's going to be the Florida State head coach in 2028?
Too soon? Well, I know who'll be at Georgia.
Yeah, you got that right.
Yeah.
But that goes back to you're playing a Georgia Tech team, which looks to be on the rise. You're playing Louisville, who's been really solid of late. FSU is a mixed bag at best, but hey, that's still a pretty good rep school. And then you've got the dog crap that some of the Big Ten schools play out of conference. So there you go. And now that you're going to this 9 conference game locked in, you can't put your chest out because there's nobody who's playing the kind of gauntlet that Georgia's going to be playing.
No, no doubt about it. And I'm glad this is starting next year. Look, I was hoping, Mike, that they would do it this year, but they were waiting and wanted to talk more about it, and they finally worked through all the things they needed to work through. But this gives us something to look forward to next year and how this schedule is going to make or how it's going to look down the road. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. Hit us up, 404-726-0929. Text line's open. You can hit us up. Lots of great texts coming in regards to our tackle situation. And by the way, there's no new news. I just had a guy say, what are you guys talking about? Why, is there something new on McCary? No. But we had Ross Tucker on the show earlier, and he calls NFL games and does a great podcast and played in the league. And he was just simply saying, he's a former offensive lineman. Here's the deal. This is my experience when you start talking about these backups, which got us back into this whole conversation. And a few guys that called in said they were seriously concerned about where this is going. That's why we were talking about it. So if you're just joining us, that's where that comes from.
Look, you certainly can find it. And Carl mentioned Andy Levitre a couple years ago. But, you know, guard is one thing. Tackle is different. So, I hope Terry can thread that needle, as Tish was saying, and find that star player or, somebody or Elijah Wilkinson bows up and is going to be the man at right tackle. But it just – it's I'm not doing this for blanks and giggles, guys. It's just a major concern, especially when you think about Penix being a lefty.
Yeah. So text coming in about that, as well as some college football stuff. Real quick, I do want to mention, we were talking about Alabama. And, Mike, it looks like that Alabama's getting their starting running back
Jam back. Miller. Yeah, he'll be back for Georgia.
September 27th. Dislocated his collarbone in their scrimmage last Saturday, so he's going to miss the opener against Florida State. Don't need him. And he's doubtful to play in the next two games against ULM and Wisconsin, but will be back after the bye week before the Georgia game. So,
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I don't know if that's good or bad because, again, the kid's really talented, but that's what Kalen DeBoer said today.
Yep, so Jam's not going to be available for FSU. Florida State has a wide receiver named Squirrel, who is a transfer from Tennessee. So no Jam, no Squirrel, Carl, no Squirrel. In week one.
I prefer the Jam over the Squirrel. But, yeah, man, and Jam, by the way, he's experienced. I mean, senior. So that's the thing. And when I say good or bad, I don't know if it's good or bad for Georgia's defense.
Right on.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.